You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Patrick White. Directed by White, Queen of Spades is a horror film that tells the story of a group of teens who inadvertently unleash an ancient evil upon themselves. In this one-on-one, we speak to White about the origins of the legend, how our monsters reflect our deepest fears, and what scares him the most. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Thanks so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
I was wondering, what is it about this film that drew you to it, first off?
The biggest thing that drew me to it was, you know, I think a North American audience is going to be a lot more familiar with Bloody Mary or Candyman as a mythology. And when I watched this, it was one of those questions of, all right, this is very similar to Bloody Mary, but it's Russian. And then my first question was, is this their mythology? And if you do some research, it's exactly it. It's their mythology. So you take kind of what we have, you know, Russia, their mythology grew out of Bloody Mary. And that was extremely appealing to me to think, you know, almost the same trope, same concept, just done differently, probably two communities that didn't interact. But why do they have kind of this fear of what a mirror does, or kind of the other side, or calling to the other side through a mirror? So that was the biggest piece that really drew me in.
That's interesting. That's what I was wondering. So it is an actual Russian legend.
Yep. So there was an author, Pushkin, I think Alexander Pushkin, wrote a story about it. And if you talk to certain, you know, individuals, I don't know if it's regional, but, you know, certain people that I talked to with Russian descent or from Russia talked about their experience of doing this when they were kids.
And I like that's interesting that you say that you draw the comparison there between just the cross-cultural, you know, moving from Bloody Mary and Queen of Spades, sort of the same thing, but translated differently. They say that monsters reflect our deepest fears.
Yeah,
I was wondering what it was about the queen specifically that you feel maybe tells us about ourselves.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me, if you look at Bloody Mary or you look at Queen of Spades, it's that moment of actually pausing, you know, because you need to do it in front of a mirror. You recite something and then you actually pause and are quiet and you listen. And I think, you know, in our daily lives today, where there's not many moments where we're actually completely quiet and we actually listen. And I think what typically happens is if you were to perform, you know, go into the bathroom, draw the mirror, draw the stairs, ask the queen to show herself and pause, you're going to hear something, a creak in your house, or something outside that you can't explain. And I think what it becomes is, I think we are such a society that really is about show. I'll believe it if I can see it and if I can understand it. And this is then something that is saying, listen, this is something you can't control. It's on the other side. And then we let our minds and our imagination, which I think is fantastic, right? It's all about letting your mind go and kind of what are you going to imagine? And then really that's where fear comes in, because your mind will go down to those deepest places and they're going to be different for everybody.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, because you sort of touched on the fact that we're a culture that needs the proof. Mm-hmm. But we continue to come back to stories of the paranormal. So what is it about the paranormal that you think continues to create such stories that horrify us?
I think that you know, from my side, I think it's again the unknown. I think, you know, it's obviously a lot of people have different beliefs of what happens to you when you die. And, you know, there's really no way for someone to be right and someone to be wrong, because you know, even the people that talk about having been dead for a couple of minutes, it's not enough time to really know, to be able to understand everything. So I think you're going into that unknown, and it's scary. You can't put a nail on it. Anybody's interpretation really plays, because there's no definitive way to be able to say someone right is right or wrong. And again, I think the other piece is, I think it also helps with belief, to believe that there is something greater or different or bigger than what I know today is also a very appealing for a lot of people, I believe.
One of the things I thought was actually, it was almost surprising about this particular film, to me, is there was a huge emphasis on Anna's mother. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was just going to focus more on the kids, but it really is about Anna and Mary. I was wondering why you thought that was such an important thing to emphasize.
So if you ever get a chance to watch the Russian one had a huge, well, the mother and dad are divorced, and kind of the dad comes in and saves the day. And one of the first things my writer kind of suggested was, like, why don't we get rid of the dad, gets rid of another character. We knew we were doing it low budget, but it also emphasizes this bond. And I think, you know, the Russian one had it as well, where there was the kids kind of left to their own devices, getting into trouble. And for me, it was a matter of, okay, now if we have the mother and we set up this scene, you know, she's working a job, she's going to school, she's got a lot on her plate. There's kind of this, you know, early teen years with her daughter who's needing attention, but not really getting it. And, you know, and that is one of the big pieces of the movie. It really starts out on the daughter, and then it really becomes the mother fighting for the daughter. Mm. And so, you know, I very much put an emphasis on the movie to be really about the two of them. You know, how is this relationship between them? And I think if we, you know, whether it be a boy and his mother or a daughter and his mother, there is that fierce connection, right? And we've all seen the mother bear come out, where they're going to do whatever they need to do to protect their young. And that was part of what we were trying to do. It was a matter of, you know, Mary is in a very precarious position towards the end, because she goes from not believing to trying to suspect and, like, be, you know, yelling at them, to not wanting to believe, to full on, and then having to make the hardest decision of her life.
Yeah, that was the thing that amazed me, is there's quite a character journey for her throughout this film. When the film opens, I just figured she was going to fade into the background, quite frankly, because she had faded into the background. But this very much, this film sort of pulls her back. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was thinking about this too. There's actually a nice parallel with her and the queen herself, because the queen is essentially somebody who has taken care of children and then murdered these kids as well.
Yeah.
Not that the mother goes on a killing spree. I mean, there's this interesting parallel held up as well. So what scares you?
What scares me? I would say what really scares me is stuff that happens to children. Mm-hmm. I would say that really puts me very, very an uncomfortable state. And that's that evolution in myself, because I think before having children, it didn't bother me as much. And now that I do, I would say, you know, and this is the power of filmmaking, depending, is letting it happen in my mind. You know, get me to the edge. Let me see that dark room and imagine what's in that dark room. I don't necessarily need to see it, because my mind's going to be a lot worse than whatever I can see.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And that is true. That is true. A lot of times it's our fear that has greater power over us than the actual image.
Yeah.
Which works so well with the queen, because the queen, you know, is showing up in all these reflective services, you know, the I'm not going to be able to boil tea in my teapot quite the same way, but
there you go.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, Patrick.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Steve.
And now it is available on, is it in theaters or no, it's going to be straight, is VOD?
It is in theaters in the U.S. Okay. It goes wide for VOD tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's later this month or early in July is the Blu-ray release.
No, that's great. That's great. And so thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Getting positive feedback on the film, and I think you picking up, the storyline between the mother and the daughter. I really appreciate that because I think it hasn't been picked up by all the reviews that I've seen, and I really appreciate that because that was one of the pieces that we really tried to make sure that there was this very strong bond between them.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I thought that was so clear. And that actually I thought was so interesting because I didn't expect it at all. So
good.
Great. All right. Thanks so much. And I wish you well and appreciate the chance to chat with you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.